Welcome to the Heart to Heart Spiritual Direction Podcast with Father Michael Stalla, Spiritual Advisor of Hope's Garden. At Hope's Garden, it is all about the heart of Christ the Bridegroom, and how His love is healing our hearts, marriages, and families. You can learn more about the Bridegroom at hopesgarden.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Father Michael. I'm here to talk with Hope's Garden. Today, I'm going to talk about resting with the Lord. So all day long, we have this tempter who's always attacking us. He's always whispering in our ear. What's the tempter saying? Well, it's lies, but they're really clever lies because they're lies mixed with truth. And so we have a hard time distinguishing which part is lie and which part is truth. The whole thing is you can't listen to him. You know, you think about in Genesis, this serpent comes over and talks to Eve. My advice, a serpent talks to you, run away. That is not one you want to talk to. But Eve doesn't know this, so she enters into conversation. Now, you are not naive Eve. You absolutely know what temptation is. You deal with it every single day. Stop talking to the snake. You can't talk to your temptation. The more you try to rationalize it, it's just a question of when. He is more clever than you are, and he's going to twist and turn until you fall into sin. Now, temptation is not bad in and of itself. Temptation is the option to follow Christ or to go against Christ. It means that you're still free because you understand your options. So when the tempter gives you a temptation, here's your choice. Will I trust the Lord or not? Every time you say, I will trust the Lord, is one more way that you get to love the Lord. You ever wonder, what do you get the person for Christmas that has everything? What would you get God to show your love to him? He has everything. Everything belongs to him. If he were hungry, he would not tell you. If he was thirsty, the rivers belong to him. But this is the one thing he desires, a contrite heart, that we're able at that moment of temptation to say, I choose to trust and love you again. That is the gift. And he says there is more rejoicing in heaven over a sinner who changes to the way of the Lord than in everyone who doesn't even need to ask for forgiveness. Now, if that is the case, temptation in and of itself is not bad, but I have to know what to do with it. Choose to trust the Lord. When I know it's a temptation, know who it's coming from. If you think too hard about this option, eventually the devil's going to twist your way of thinking. So you can always say, well, other people would do it, or in this circumstance, it's different, or I can give myself a little allowance. I've been good for a while. Eventually, you will break down. The key is to just say, no, I reject this temptation. Yes, I choose the Lord. Just right away, the sooner, the better, and get it out of your mind. Now, that being the case, if the tempter all day long is at your ear, all day long trying to get you to focus over on him, what's a way to strengthen ourselves? It's called resting in the Lord. Sometimes people have a chance to go to adoration. They sit for 1 hour staring upon the Eucharist in the monstrance. From an outsider's point of view, you're not doing anything. But internally, something's happening. Internally, you are resting with the Lord. All day long, you've been fighting that tempter, and it can be exhausting. Just rest with him. You don't have to defend who you are in front of him. He knows. Trust him. All day long, you accuse yourself. You don't need to do this in front of him. He is the good judge, and he declares that you are good. Trust him. All day long, you think of all the people that you're trying to satisfy. You're trying to reach their expectations. You don't have to do this in front of Jesus. Right now, you have chosen the better part. It will not be denied from you. Rest with him. Trust him. Let him fill you anew. Let his hand protect you. All day long you've been with that tempter, but not during this hour. Sometimes we don't have access to the Holy Eucharist, especially during COVID and other times of the year, that perhaps our parish doesn't have adoration, or perhaps I don't always have a regular schedule so I can say that's what I'm signing up for. But even to enter into prayer, and it really has to be a significant prayer. It's not just saying the words and being done with it. It's really setting up a space and making a place where you can say, Lord, I welcome you into this place, and I'm going to quiet myself. And I might need to do a little emptying first. I might need to tell him all my stresses, all my problems, all the things. Get it out of you. Just get it out of you, because those things aren't allowed into my holy place. I am making this place for you, Lord, and I'm just going to let you talk to me. We sometimes use too many words in our prayers. We just rattle off a bunch of things to our Lord and then expect the genie to do his job or the server to bring back your order. This is not how the Lord is. It's supposed to be a dialogue. And I will admit that you won't often hear his voice. It doesn't have to say much. Sometimes even in the hum of the silence, it's like a baby in the womb listening to her mother, who's rocking her in a chair and maybe just singing a little song under her breath. And somehow that baby, when that baby comes into the world, having never seen that mother before, recognizes her in that peaceful moment when she rocks her in the chair again and sings that little song. Somehow it's so deep down in our base, the base of our person, that we recognize it in the silence. To be in the presence of the Lord is a revelation of who we are. You are not the sum of your sins. Reject those sins. You need to go to confession. That's a good thing. Just to clear your mind, clear your heart, clear your soul, and so you could just listen in the silence. And every now and then, it happens. He says a word or a thought comes into your mind that you know isn't from you. Sometimes it's full sentences, or sometimes it's scripture coming to mind. And instead of getting all excited, and this is something I really work at, I have to work at it. Instead of getting all excited and then like jumping off on a tangent, it's still his time. Finish your hour. Be at rest. He might have more he wants to say. We can't just jump up after the first word. Wait. And let the word deeply penetrate who you are. All day long, you've been with that tempter. Not this hour. This hour, rest with the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Believe whatever he says. And when the hour is up, it's time to start thinking what you're going to do with what he said, but not before. So I hope that helps you to grow in your relationship. It will help you to grow in your trusting of the Lord. It will help you to grow in your ability to hear the Lord. It will help you to kind of deal with the anxieties and difficulties, and it will definitely, definitely strengthen you against that tempter. May God bless you on your journey, and may you continue to become more of the disciple that you know you could be.